This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
From the beginning of time, nations and people have faced unforeseen challenges, including large-scale and very dangerous health threats. This is the way it always was and always will be. The vast majority of Americans, the risk is very, very low.
The guy's an actor. He's reading a script. When they tell you not to panic, that's when you run!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The NCAA announced that its upcoming championship events will take place without fans.
And tonight, the NBA suspending its season following the games tonight as a player tests positive.
This is crazy. This can't be true. I mean, it's not within the realm of possibilities. It's just, it seemed more like out of a movie than reality.
You could be more right than you know.
Houston, we have a problem.
Actor Tom Hanks posted on social media that he and his wife, Rita Wilson, have tested positive for the virus.
You never know what you're going to get.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
The president referred to the coronavirus as a, quote, foreign virus. It's going to come across to a lot of Americans as smacking of xenophobia.
Okay. The Wuhan coronavirus.
The first U.S. case of Chinese coronavirus.
The world's first lab-grown copy of the Wuhan coronavirus.
The Chinese coronavirus.
The death toll from the Wuhan coronavirus.
I can keep going.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We must put politics aside, stop the partisanship, and unify together as one nation and one family.
Can I finish now?
No, you can't, John. John, he's the president. Even if someone else wrote it, it should be
right.
I
know he did, and he has to be Don.
This is CNN. Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We have not been postponed or canceled or quarantined, nor will we be. You can trust me and this television, radio, multimedia platform. We are not like the others. 844-500-4242. As you know, it's now been deemed xenophobic, if not racist, to refer to it as the Wuhan virus or the Chinese virus. It was okay on MSNBC and CNN hours ago to call it that, and they were all calling it that. But now that Donald Trump and Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House, began calling it the Wuhan virus or the Chinese virus, it's racist or xenophobic.
How dare you?
I don't know why we're calling it the coronavirus either. Corona is a name most people today associate with a beer imported from Mexico. Why aren't we calling it the Budweiser virus or the Heineken virus? Why, you know, and again,
the Schlitz virus.
The Schlitz virus. Yeah. This goes back to the Spanish flu. Why are we call the 1918 epidemic? Why are we calling it the Spanish flu? And, you know, we need to retroactively change all of these names. German measles, MERS virus, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. All of these things have to be changed so that no one will be offended and that we have another excuse to attack Donald J. Trump.
You think if one of these viruses started here, any of the other countries would worry about calling it the American virus?
Again, Lyme disease.
The Boston virus.
Lyme disease from Connecticut. No one's demanding from the Nutmeg State. Governor Lamont has not filed some kind of a suit on behalf of Connecticut to rename Lyme disease.
Howie, are we allowed to call Chinatown Chinatown because it has people in there from China?
You know, I've wondered about that for a long time. You know, you can't see Charlie Chan movies have vanished from regular cable TV. So maybe we can't call it Chinatown anymore. Forget about it, Taylor. It's Chinatown. It's a line from an old movie. Don't call the PC police on me. It's time now for Grace's News. Are we going to have some more coronavirus or Heineken virus news?
No. I'm strictly no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's all coronavirus. There's nothing else. I've said this before, but you go on the New York Post, every story and every sub story and every link is corona. So I'm going to start with...
What is the death toll, by the way?
I've been watching CNN, so they haven't said anything about
38.
It's bad in Italy.
That's not very much, is it, in a nation of 330-odd million people?
What numbers are you going by? Joe Biden says we have like 4 trillion people here.
Wait, you want to hear what Bernie said just a few minutes ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knows what the number of fatalities may end up being, or the number of people who may get ill, and we all hope that that number will be as low as possible. But we also have to face the truth, and that is that the number of casualties may actually be even higher than what the armed forces experienced in World War II.
Weren't there 400,000 people killed, men, servicemen killed in World War II, something like that? There were a lot. And the nation was only, I think, 130 million people back then. You know, I like the fact, too, that they've been saying the last few days, I've read stories saying, well, a lot of people have been infected and didn't even know it. Well, if they've been infected and didn't know it, that means they didn't get sick, right?
Or it means that they got sick and got better.
Or you were exposed to it. I mean, but you could be exposed to anything if you don't get sick. It doesn't really count, does it?
No, I think it's more for people who had it, thought they just had the regular flu, got sick, got better, and now they've overcome it. But they didn't know at the time they had coronavirus, which I understand your point. It's like, well, okay, if it didn't kill them and they're fine now, then do we have to count that?
Rush Limbaugh made the point today. If this was such a terrible, terrible, deadly outbreak, wouldn't they be emphasizing how many people were killed? When you have a big traffic accident on an interstate highway because of snow or fog or whatever, it's always in the lead. How many people got killed?
If it bleeds, right? It leads.
If it bleeds, it leads. Exactly. When they announce the casualty lists in Chicago or Baltimore for the weekend, the lead is how many people were killed and how many people were wounded in the gun violence, right? So you never hear how many people are dead here. And there's a reason, I think, for that. Because people would not be inclined to just keep their eyeballs glued to the TV sets and keep clicking on more stories about this if they knew that the chances of being infected, let alone dying, are infinitesimal. Let me put it a different way. Has anybody under the age of 40 died from this? Has anybody under the age of 50 died from this? Has anybody under the age of 60 died from this? I'm just asking. Go ahead.
Okay, so I want to start with Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. They were in Australia, and they have contracted the coronavirus. And
they were making an Elvis Presley movie. I'm interested in that. What kind of Elvis Presley movie?
Oh, he's
playing the Colonel, right? Are they remaking Clambake?
No, they're doing an Elvis biopic, and Tom Hanks, I believe, is playing the Colonel.
Who's the Colonel?
I'd rather see a remake of Clambake. One of my all-time favorite Elvis songs, Do the Clam. You know that song?
Is that the one where they're at the pool?
They're always at the pool.
Oh, okay. That's a common theme.
It's like asking, is that Frankie Avalon movie by the ocean? Yeah.
Who's the Colonel? Should I know that?
He was Elvis's manager.
He was apparently an illegal alien from the Netherlands who snuck into the country. And he was the one who got him into the movies and, you know, where he became a drug addict.
And xenophobe. Like a 50-50
Well, I'm calling it. He was the one who brought over probably Heineken virus to the country.
Phobic. Okay, anyway, my point with this Tom Hanks thing, because I know that story, everyone already knows Tom Hanks has been infected with coronavirus. Liberal pundit Mark Lamont Hill deletes joke about Tom Hanks. So for those of you who go, I know that name, somehow I know that name, he was a former CNN contributor who got in trouble after he called for a free Palestine from the river to the sea. And this is what he had, this was his joke.
Considering all the stupid stuff that's said on CNN on a daily, if not hourly basis, I mean, how bad do you have to be to get fired from CNN?
Yeah, even for CNN, it was bad.
For saying stupid stuff.
But don't worry, he's still a professor at Temple University. So it wasn't...
Oh, is he a professor or is he an adjunct instructor in the night school?
It wasn't bad enough for them to kick him out.
Wait,
but
what was the joke?
Here's the joke. Thank you, Taylor. Howie's burying the lead over here.
I'm a great straight man. Go ahead.
I'm black. He's responding to the Tom Hanks news.
This is already bad. Already bad.
So he's responding to the Tom Hanks news. He says, I'm black. Call me when Will and Jada got it. In other words, he does not care that it's Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson because he does not.
I thought it was going to be the other Tom Hanks joke where anytime something bad happens there and Tom Hanks, he's around to play the role of the person it happened to. He's there like Captain Sully Sullenberger, the guy that was taken over by the pirates. Castaway, all these different movies, and now it just says never ever travel with Tom Hanks because
I remember that movie.
Crash.
I'm the captain now. Was his.
What if Mark Lamont Hill found out that Tom Hanks was playing an illegal alien in this Elvis movie? Would he have more concern about his health?
Someone responded back, you know what goes great with the slice of coronavirus media panic? Well, racist jokes, of course. He apologized and said that he wasn't trying to be mean.
You know, 201 has a good point here. You know how to make the coronavirus go away?
How?
Put a Democrat in the White House. There won't be any mention of this.
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing.
It'll be like the homeless problem. There are only homeless people in the United States when there is a Republican in the White House.
Here's the thing, Howie, though. And this is where I've said before they're overplaying their hand. We all know that. But here is the problem. So they're mad at Trump. This is his fault. It's the Trump virus. He should have done this. He should have done that. Even though when he did do it, you called him a racist. Whatever. But for the people who aren't decided yet, do they honestly think to themselves, you know who would be handling this a lot better? Joe Biden. That's the question.
Because
it doesn't matter if you hate Trump. Will Biden be better at this?
He would bring in the Department of Defense, as he said this afternoon. The Department of Defense. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Unfortunately, in this time of international crisis, it is clear to me, at least, that we have an administration that is largely incompetent and whose incompetence and recklessness have threatened the lives of many, many people in our country.
Especially in my age group, 85 and above. Incidentally, said that the casualties could be greater than in World War II. Someone just sent me the casualties for World War II. Battle deaths, 291,000. Other deaths, 114,000. Wounded, 670,000. This is World War II. So far, corona deaths, 38. Coronavirus. Okay, swine flu. Joe Biden was president when swine flu happened 11 years ago. Vice president. I'm getting him. Obama administration. Let's put it that way, he would put it.
Howie, if he can mix it up so many times, you get one mulligan.
That's right. 59 million infected in the U.S. 265,000 hospitalized. 12,000 dead. Again, I repeat, 38 dead, coronavirus. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy, but with Roman now it can be. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from home. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which will you miss more, NHL, NBA, MLB, the NCAA conference tournaments, or you won't miss any of them?
I'm going to miss the NCAA conference tournaments, even though my team wasn't going to be in there anyway because they got crushed last night in Greensboro.
I'm miss the NHL.
Most people, if they're going to miss something, they're going to miss hockey, 17%.
Yes!
Yeah, but 66% aren't going to miss anything.
All righty. So, guys, before I get into my news, which involves Playboy magazine, just to hook everybody in right there, I want to remind everyone to go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store. The gift cards are running low, but you still have time. A lot of people are texting in. They're asking us what was the cheap bastard deal. So I'm just going to explain it quickly again. It's IPL and Skin Wellness, and it's located in Timeless Salon and Spa in Dover, New Hampshire. And there's two treatments you can get with this gift card. It's worth $120. We're selling them for $60. That's 50% off. You can get the Skin Classics treatment for skin tags, rosacea, burst capillaries, and then you can also get the IPL permanent hair removal treatments, which is basically a gentler way of getting laser hair removal. This is a really good deal. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click store, get your cheap bastard deals before they run out. Okay.
Nice Mother's Day present, too.
Great present. And girls and ladies out there, buy it for yourself because I've gotten laser hair. You will not regret it. Playboy to end Playmate of the Year in favor of inclusivity.
Again, comes the recurring question whenever a magazine is mentioned in any context. I didn't know they were still publishing.
But you know how they used to say about magazines or about anything, sex sells? Does inclusivity sell? That's the question.
I think the situation with Playboy magazine, they used to have a circulation of about 10 million a month. Now it's, what, 32 a month? So obviously sex does not sell, or at least it doesn't sell on glossy magazine print anymore.
Yes,
breaking
exactly.
Breaking news, guys. Not only is NCAA canceling having fans, they're canceling the tournaments altogether.
They're canceling everything, not just the conference tournaments. They're canceling all of March Madness.
Men's and women's basketball tournaments out.
Well, so can UNC, with a 14-19 record, losing 28 points to Syracuse last night, can we declare ourselves the national champions?
No.
Why not? Who's to say we're not? Just, we wouldn't.
You were the last.
To be honest, Howie's national champions.
The Tar Heels were the last to lose. So.
Yeah, they were. Definitely not it.
That doesn't seem fair. How would you like to be the last team to lose before the season was canceled?
But Howie, any other team besides them and the other teams that lost could say technically that they're the national championships. Your team is actually one of the only ones that can't say
it. I guess it's a 450-way tie for the national championship this year. There's not going to be any Final Four. There's not going to be any March Madness. There's not going to be anything.
Inclusivity. Everyone gets a trophy. I know. People are going to be... We're joking around, but I'm really bummed out for people. I mean, Broadway shutting down. Taylor, you're a thespian as well. That breaks my heart. The expression is the show must go on. But I guess in these trying times, we have to, you know, we have to play it safe. I wish everyone would just stay home for 2 weeks and see if it goes away.
Is the espresso machine working?
We're down to one pod, Howie. One pod.
Oh, no, you sound like Biff, Taylor.
We're talking down here in Boca. We're okay. We'll be right back with John Heinderacker from PowerlineBlog.com. I'm Howie Carr. Here's how it works with my retirement accounts, and I'll bet yours, too. If your 401k, your SEP, your IRA, whatever, is going up, you probably don't think very much about it, right? But if it's going down, well, there's nothing much else you can think of. So for the last couple of years, none of us have been worrying much about those quarterly statements. But lately, it's gotten a little worrisome. It's not that bad, not yet anyway, but what goes up must come down. Now is the time to start thinking about adjusting your investments. Gold and silver have always been a hedge against stock market volatility. Uncertainty about the the future has traditionally meant rising prices for precious metals. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company I trust. Give Orion a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling Orion Metal Exchange now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. That's 800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. One of my favorite websites I go to it every morning is powerlineblog.com. I like to get their take on the news of the day. And John Heineracker had a great column today. Self-quarantining sounds familiar. Updating it. It's something I've been thinking about myself, but he put it very well. Maybe I'm crazy, but I think a great many people welcome the opportunity to self-quarantine or at least achieve social distance as the apotheosis of a trend that has been going on for quite a while. In today's world with electronic communication everywhere and pretty much everything ready to be delivered to your door, there is arguably little reason to go out. I think that sums it up perfectly. John, I think a lot of people have been thinking this, but very few people have actually written it, because you're supposed to be frightened and panicked and, using this as an excuse to bash Donald Trump. But most, I think a lot of people actually think this is a good opportunity to get a few days off and not do unpleasant things.
Yeah, I think that's right, Howie. I think, one of the things that really caused me to think this is true is following my family text line, which my son and three daughters and wife are all on. And it's all about who gets to stay home. It's, yay, my company says I have to stay home. Oh, you still have to go to work? That's too bad. All around us, schools are sending their students home, saying don't come back. Businesses, my old law firm, now 1,200 lawyers strong, has closed all of its offices worldwide on account of coronavirus. Everybody is supposed to work from home. Everywhere you look, Major League Baseball has deferred opening its season.
March Madness is dead as of today. They just did it a few minutes ago.
Can't believe it. And so it's a crazy, I think, overreaction.
Right.
But it's an overreaction that is really welcome to a lot of people, because this, Howie, is the direction we have been moving in for a long time. Look at the whole trend of the last 20 years or so. Stay home, avoid other people, reduce all of your contacts with other people to electronics, stay in touch with email and text and Instagram and TikTok, and with the kind of delivery you can get now from Amazon Prime and everything else under the sun, you really have very little reason to leave your house.
I know, they always say, that the federal government is really overextended, and the only reason the federal government exists is for the national defense and for the transportation system and for the courts. So I just got a text right before I went on the air, John. The U.S. courts in Boston, I'm sure it's the same everywhere else, have now kicked everything down the road to April 27th. Everything's continued until April 20th. 6 weeks! 6 weeks!
That's amazing.
But I'm sure it's the same way where you are, That's just the way it is. Let me read a little bit more of what you were saying. Isn't staying home and interacting with other people only virtually pretty much where we've been headed for the last 20 years? Why go out? You can save a lot of money cooking at home. You've got a giant flat screen TV or several. There's beer in the fridge where you would rather spend time with your wife and kids than attend boring business or social events. So why not stay home? Yeah, John, I just don't know. Not all the cable networks, like not Newsmax or Fox or OAN, but how long are MSNBC and CNN going to be able to sustain this level of hysteria when the death toll is under 50?
Well, I don't know, Howie. I mean, they've been sustaining a level of hysteria since about November of 2016 that I never thought they could keep up. They're going on 4 years, so I don't know. I think their ability to remain hysterical should not be underestimated. I put up a little chart earlier today, Howie, on Powerline. You might have seen it. It's a simple bar chart. There's just two bars. And one of the bars shows the number of fatalities from the seasonal flu virus in the United States in the 2017-18 season. That was 80,000. 80,000 people died. And the second bar shows the number of fatalities so far from coronavirus. That bar is 38. And you can't actually see it.
Sure, yeah, not, so there's one bar. What you're saying is there's one bar. I looked at it earlier today.
Right. So that's right. There's one bar. And I'm sure there will be more coronavirus deaths, and I don't mean to make light of it. Don't get me wrong. It is a legitimate, serious public health issue. If you look at what's happened in Iran, for example, or in China, it is really scary. But for the large majority of people, it is going to be a cold. You know, it's going to be a cold virus where you cough, and after a couple of weeks, you're fine. And I'm going to continue to update this bar chart over the coming weeks and months, and maybe coronavirus is going to turn into this enormous, you know, public health hazard where it dwarfs the deaths that we suffered from flu just 2 years ago, when it wasn't even a news story that 80,000 people died. I mean, no one even knows that. Wasn't even considered newsworthy. And so maybe, you know, maybe we'll dwarf that total. Maybe 300,000 will die. Maybe 500,000 will die. I don't know. But if I had to guess, watching how this thing is going, if I had to guess, I'd be surprised if we see the number of deaths from coronavirus in the U.S. that we saw just 2 years ago from seasonal flu.
Well, Bernie just said that there might be more deaths from coronavirus than in World War II, and there were 400,000 deaths in World War II, battle and other related deaths. 400,000. I mean, talk about, you know, irresponsible statements. But he doesn't care. And literally, you also had another good piece today about Joe Biden. How does he get away with it? I want to play you I want to just play you one wacky cut from his press conference today. And again, he's a beneficiary of coronavirus. He's canceled all of his political events. The debate is slowly being removed. They first it was going to be in Phoenix with a crowd and a spin room. Then it was going to be in Washington, no crowds, no spin rooms. And it's just going to be a panel discussion, and I assume by Sunday there won't be a debate. But here's what he said today about his plans. Cut 49, Taylor.
The Department of Defense should be planning now, should have been planning, to prepare for the potential deployment of the resources provided, medical facility capacity, and logistics support that only they can do.
That's the Department of Defense. You may feel free to quote him on that.
Right. And as usual with Biden, you have no idea what he's talking about. You know, the words and the phrases kind of stumble over one another, and you're left saying, what, what? But, you know, this is a serious issue. I wrote about this yesterday, and the title of my post was Joe Biden Can't Be President. And I started by saying, I'm not saying Biden shouldn't be president. That has always been true. I'm saying that he lacks the physical and mental qualities necessary to do the job. Not to do it well, but to do it at all. And what we're seeing is a candidate here who is obviously, you know, falling into dementia. And there's a short video clip that I put up along with this where he looks like he's 115 years old, and he looks totally out of it, you know, just not in contact with his surroundings. And his handlers are leading him down a sidewalk, and reporters are yelling questions at him. And he answers one of the reporters in a way that's just a complete non sequitur. It makes no sense.
It's babbling.
Something about being... it's babbling. Something about... He's surprised that Bernie Sanders is joining Donald Trump. It's like, what? You know,
I think that was
totally inappropriate.
I hadn't watched that thing until you posted it, John Heinderacker from PowerlineBlog.com. I think that video was taken after he left his confrontation with the steelworker in the hard hat. And so now you see that just took so much out of him that he didn't look like he knew where he was walking. Did he?
No, I mean, he doesn't. He gets kind of led down the sidewalk by his handlers and, you know, helped into the vehicle you know, it's a sad spectacle.
Yeah.
But it's a particularly sad spectacle when there's a bunch of people who want him to be the president of the United States. I mean, he obviously lacks the faculties necessary for the job.
If he had wandered away, they would have had to put out a silver alert for him, because he never could have found his way back to the car, I don't think.
Well, that's the impression he gives anyway. I mean, the look in his eye, the kind of far away, frozen expression, you know, when he finally blurts something out, it's completely inappropriate, you know, as a response to the questions he's been asked. And of course, that crazy exchange we had with the, I think it was on the same day, and as you say, this may have been just shortly after, but the
right.
crazy exchange with the union worker at the auto plant under construction
right.
in Detroit.
He had a better grasp on the issues.
Under construction in Detroit because of President Trump's policies,
right?
Anyway, he gets into an argument about gun control. He starts talking about the AR-14, and I mean, it's just
right.
sad.
And he forgot what he said. He forgot what he said about it. He was coming after the guns, and he was going to make Beto O'Rourke, who said he was going to go door to door picking up guns. I truly think he'd forgotten all of that stuff. That's why he called the guy a horse's ass and said he was full of you know what. But let me, as long as I've got you here, John, you guys, Paroline Blog is out of Minneapolis, or it used to be, and you and Scott Johnson, one of your colleagues, have been writing a lot about Ilhan Omar. So we should announce the happy nuptials. She's gotten married for the second, third, or fourth time to this guy that she said she
fifth.
Wasn't even dating. Or possibly fifth. Are
yeah.
we up to five? I didn't know five was.
It's a heartwarming story. It's a heartwarming story of romance, and what's funniest about it, Howie, is the way in which the local press is just nonplussed. You know, they have never been able to cover Ilhan Omar in any kind of objective way. They avert their eyes. They just refuse to carry out any kind of investigative reporting or even just intelligent reporting. If it might reflect badly on her. And so, you know, I think it's obvious that she married her brother for fraudulent reasons. They went to North Dakota State together. The husband that she said she married Islamically, but never actually at that time got around to marrying, but had two kids with, and her brother, this guy Elmi, whom she then married so that he could stay in the U.S., they all three went to North Dakota State together, and then for a year after, they all lived at the same address. You know, so it's not a menage a trois. It's Ilhan and her husband and her brother, but you can't pry that information out of the local press. It is really astonishing. And then of course, you know, she finally gets around to marrying the guy she has three kids with. You know, she divorces her brother, marries the guy she had the three kids with, and then within less than a year later, I think, she divorces that guy amid rumors that she
picks up this other guy, and he's now converted to Islam. Does this mean they're not going to be bringing beer into their love nest? And we got to take a break, John, but I really appreciate you being with us. That's John Heinderacker from PowerlineBlog.com. You ought to check it out. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Tell me what he's... 844-500-4242. It was another bad day for the Dow Jones Industrial Average and all the stock markets. The Dow Jones was down over 2,300 points. And at this point, that amounts to just about 10% of the market value was shed today by the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So it's a buying opportunity, or you could say there's panic. It's officially a bear market, which means it's down 10%. It was just down 10% in one day today, and so it's it's just, we're just going to have to get through it. 844-500-4242.
I'm supposed to take a vacation at the end of the month going to Disney World. They just closed Disneyland in California for the rest of the month.
Well, you still, Disney World is still open, at least for a few more days, right?
Yeah, we'll see if they close that down. I mean, that's their premier moneymaker, but it's not looking good.
Well, it'll probably, you know, yeah, I mean, everything seems to be closing at a fairly rapid clip, various venues.
I texted Grace. Sports. I said, this has got to be the last-minute ditch effort by the Dems to get everybody that likes anything that's good in this world to hate Trump. NCAA is canceled. Everybody's going to hate Trump. And NBA, MLB, everything's canceled. People are going to hate Trump. Going to blame him for this.
Well, they think they're going to blame Trump for this. But I think that, you know, at some point it dawns on even the low info voter, does it not, that you know, you can only cry wolf so many times. There's only so many times you can say the sky is falling. Until...
And that's why he pointed it out in his speech last night, that this came from somewhere else. He didn't say China specifically in his opening sentence. He said a foreign virus. This did not come from here. It did not start with us. We're reacting to it. So that's why he had to say that.
Yeah. And again, why is it is always okay to refer to a virus or a flu by where it originated until now, because Donald Trump says it becomes xenophobic or racist, even though the same people who were accusing him of xenophobia or racist were describing it as the Wuhan virus or the Chinese virus hours, if not days or weeks ago. But it's when Trump says it somehow becomes xenophobic. I mean, this is the level of hysteria, as John Heinderacker said, that they've been operating since November 8th, 2016. They've, you know, in a human being, a fever, you know, reaches a certain level and kills you, or it breaks. They've been operating under this fever for almost 4 years, and it just keeps getting higher and higher and higher. Their brains are fried, but they still keep operating. Let's just hear a little bit of Jim Acosta. This is, you know, he's got the X word. Again, he's another guy like Biden. I'd like to ask him to spell xenophobia, or spelled it 2 days ago. He may know how to spell it now, but here it is, cut 28.
The president referred to the coronavirus as a, quote, foreign virus. That I think was interesting, because as I was talking to sources earlier this evening, one of the points that the president wanted to make tonight, wanted to get across to Americans, is that this virus did not start here, but that they're dealing with it. Now, why the president would go as far as to describe it as a foreign virus, that is something we'll also be asking questions about. But it should be pointed out that Stephen Miller, who is an immigration hardliner who advises the president, is one of his top domestic policy advisors and speechwriters, was a driving force in writing this speech. And I think it's going to smack, it's going to come across to a lot of Americans as smacking of xenophobia, to use that kind of term in this speech.
It smacks. Sugar smacks. You know, sugar smacks made by the same company that makes Corn Pops. Joe Biden's buddy from the old days back in Delaware. So here is the AP reporting on Biden's comments about the swine flu, where he said he went up, but we're out of time. We'll get back to this. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.